Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori. Good morning. Certainly a difficult trip for your team out to Utah State and lose 62-7 to a very strong Aggies team. What were you able to take away from that game?
I think the score is what it is. I think we handled the adversity of losing. We came back, practiced last night, and had an awesome workout. I think we understand how to move to the next page, and that's real important. As far as the game itself, we got a chance to play against what I will call an NFL top-round draft choice quarterback, and we got a chance to play with some adversity from a fan scenario, and I thought we handled it okay. I'm certainly not happy with the score and the result, but I think when you look at the other things outside of the X's and O's, we were okay.
You guys have, in your career, you certainly are experienced with playing these FBS games. Is there any fear about losing some of the swagger and confidence that maybe you had in week one and you're going to need going into the season? And how did you said you guys handled it pretty well, but how did you address that with them to make sure that they did continue to keep that confidence?
Well, I mean, I think we're all competitive at every level. And so, we prepare as a coach, staff, and a team to win the game. I think you got to be careful with the emphasis of winning, because when the year's over, there's a couple of teams that win these games, and most of them are losses at some level. So I think you have to go into it understanding what your preparation is and focus is, and that the result can't define you. So, when the game was over, got them together and said, we're leaving this result on the field, and let's not put our heads down. We're going to lock them. Let's get on the plane. We're not going to get back till 5:36 in the morning, and we're going to still do Sunday because we've got a game next week.
One of the guys that you got a chance to get a long look at was your quarterback, Jack Cassidy, 14 of 28, 129 yards, and really got it a nice 14-play, 75-yard drive there in the third quarter. How did you feel like he played, and how big was him being able to get that type of experience for him?
Yeah, it was awesome. Unfortunately, Tyquell had a AC sprain of his throwing shoulder coming out of the Bryant game, so he practiced, threw about five balls all week. He was healthy to play Saturday, hadn't executed the game plan and the timing of it, and I saw that was hurting. So we put Jack in. We had obviously both guys battled, and it was good to get him that experience against that level. And, he put a real good drive in the second quarter together when he came in the game. We just didn't score, and then he had that drive. And I thought he played productively and made plays, and I'm hugging the pocket. And so, once again, you look for the rewards coming out of those games, and I think we developed some quarterback experience. Tyquell's healthy now, so and he'll be our starter, but it's good to have two guys at that position.
Your secondary coming into the season defensively is certainly one of the strengths of your team with a lot of experience, but a guy, Justin Burns, on Saturday, career-high seven tackles, and then comes up with a fumble recovery. With the guys that you have back there, how does he contribute, and what does he bring to your team?
Well, yeah, Justin, as a true freshman, was a backup for us in the two deep, and then last year was out all year with an injury, and that injury really took him to get healthy almost a full calendar year, so he was not healthy to this preseason. I'm so excited about his progress and his ability to be a contributor to this team, both on the field and on the defense side, and also as a special teams player.
You mentioned one of the things that you were able to benefit from was allowing everybody that you took out there to play. Were there any new guys, young guys that got some experience that really caught your eye with their play?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've we had a transfer offensive tackle in James Tunsil, who's got here, first practice with Stony Brook was August 1st, and played a lot in the first game, moved him into a starting role, and I really think he's really going to be a special player, and it's a left tackle, and having a special one is crucial. I thought, a couple of our younger receivers came in that haven't played a lot and are continuing to progress that way, and a couple of our younger defensive linemen also.
One other guy I wanted to touch on defense was Reggie DeManci. 9 tackles in that game, I believe, led you in that category. How did you feel like he performed?
Yeah, Reggie's a first-year starter, redshirt sophomore. Sat on the bench and watched a lot of reps of the other two guys that have played here. And, from the time the season was over last year till now, Reggie's progress as a football player, both from the shoulders up and the shoulders down, has really been good. And he's a leader right now on the field, and he's taken over, and he's running really well to the ball. He's communicating correctly, and we're real excited about his progress in the first 2 weeks.
We didn't have a chance to talk last Monday about Mitchell Wright, who was the special teams player of the week, had a big game in your opener, and then also performed well for you on Saturday at Utah State. Just maybe talk about what he's brought to your team and being able in week one, pinning people deep, just seemed to all around, not only distance, but placement of his punts has been really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a special weapon. He's an Australian kid who really has learned his trait, and he was with us last year as a backup, and we have a chance to have him for this year and next year. He's a kid that you can roll out. He's a kid that's operational time is good in the pocket. He can roll out left and right, and he can keep the ball away from it, and he's got a great knack of turning the ball and redirecting it while he's running. So I think he's going to be a weapon. We're real excited about his start, and hopefully it'll continue.
Your team back at home on Saturday against Wagner. As you've taken an early look at Wagner, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they took UConn down to the 24-21 game and down to the end of the game, and really performed well. They probably got a little caught off guard this week versus East Stroudsburg after coming off the UConn game. But they're a team that plays a physical style on the offensive side. They're one of the few teams left that's under center, plays with a fullback at times, and runs the ball downhill, and is a real good play-action team. Defensively, they've got two or three NFL possible kids on their defensive side that are fifth-year seniors that I'm really impressed with. They run the football well. They're physical. A lot of New York kids like our team, so it's the second time we've had a chance to play them in the last 2 years. I think it's a good rivalry starting to build.
You guys have been virtually unbeatable, 10-game home winning streak. How much does that mean to your guys, and how much confidence do they play when you guys are at home?
Well, I think we certainly have a positive attitude towards that. We're excited about being home this week and next week, so we get a chance this week to really just come off that trip, get a little bit of extra rest, obviously, with a Saturday night game, and certainly a place where we love playing and love the opportunity to be successful.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for taking time with us, as always. I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.